on, we're going to discuss the use or the non-use of a plata on Shabbos to reheat food. So the standard plata, you plug in the wall. Some are non-adjustable, some are adjustable. The question is, are you allowed to take, so to take soup from the fridge and put it, so according to Hefty Rishonim, that's a skila. Because once it's cooled off, you reheat it, then you're not allowed to do that. Liquids, you're not allowed to do. The question is solids. Can you take solid chicken from the fridge on Shabbos morning, you know, before lunch, and put it on the plata, on the hot plate, to get hot, to warm it up? It already has to be fully cooked before Shabbos, and now you're just reheating. Is that permitted? So there are two possibilities, and I want to hear what you think is the simple pshat. One possibility is to say that it's mutter, because normally you can't put something on the fire because it looks like you're cooking. So midrabanan, there's a concept of mechzik and levashel. But here, since you don't cook on what? On plata, so it's not mechzik and levashel. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say no, that since, even though you don't cook, but lemaisa, it gets hot, like Rav David Feinstein said, of Yad Sol Lattice Bo. So then, so that's called Mechzik Mevashel. If it can get 110 degrees or something like that, that's called Mechzik Mevashel. Even though you never cook the chicken on there, but like Rav Abadi said, you could put a cold water to heat it up. You could put it there, and it'll get, yeah, so yeah, it'll get hot. So maybe that's called Mechzika Mevashel. That's the question: is it mutter or aser? A liquid, the shonet. So liquid, once it cools off, then there's another din bishul daraisa. According to there are some shitas that hold ein bishul achar bishul even bedover lach, like the Rambam, others. But if you hold, most opinions hold that. So, if that be the case, so what is the story? What do you think? Any thoughts?
What's the question?
Mutter or usher?
To put. No, David Feinstein says.
Usher. Right, so what do you think?
It'll just be bishul with a shinoi?
The araisa is gone because it's already mevushal kol tzarek. The shaila is there an issa derabanan on that? That's the question. Is it rabbinic?
Is Mexican mevashal? If it's a.
So I'm asking you, how do you see it? I'm asking you.
It is a lid on the thing. You don't know the thing is in it, so it's Mexican mevashal because you don't see that the thing is fully cooked. So and. It looks like Mechzik Mevashel, no? Because you're not inspecting the chicken. The Mechzik Mevashel is, you don't want people to be...
It looks like you're cooking, but you're putting something directly on top of a heat source.
Yeah.
See, let's start with this gemara, Mem Amid Beis, Tan Rabbanan. Mevi Adon Kiton Mayin. A person could take a flask of water. Umenicho Keneged Hamedura. And you can put it next to the fire. Not on top of the fire, but next to the fire. Lobishvil Sheyachmu, you can't do it so it should get heated because that could be bishul. Elobishvil Shetofig Tzinosim, just to take out the chill. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevia Isha Pach Shel Shemen, and Rabbi Yehuda says that a woman can bring a jug of oil. Menichasu Kenegra Medura, and she can put it next to the fire, not on top of the fire. Lo bishvil sheyivashel, not to cook it, elo bishvil sheyifasher. Again, the same idea, so it'll be lukewarm. Okay. Okay. And the Rashba we always been quoting on page 2, where the Rashba says, on the second column, the first word on the line is Hosom. Hosom hainu taim mishum de mechzikim avasho. Lefisha derech bishul bakach. If you put it on top of the fire, avol keneged hamedura, but to put it next to the fire, or bechli rishon, or bechli rishon, that means that it's not on the fire. Shein darkon shal b'nei adu avasho kein rov pomim. Einu nirakim avasho kein mafik tzina. So even something that's fully cooked is still an issur d'rabbanan of mechzikim avasho. But it has to be mechzikim avasho. So if you put something next to a fire, if it's not fully cooked, then you put it next to a fire, that could be an issur d'oraisa, which is not fully cooked. But if it's fully cooked and you're just heating it, so there's still an issur d'rabbanan of mechzikim avasho. But it's only mechzikim avasho if you do it in the way that most people, that rov pa'amim, you cook that way. So it has to be darken shal b'nei adam l'vashal kein rov ha'pa'amim. So that's how he explains that Gemara. And then he has his famous chiddush that if you put it, what, kedera al gabi kedera, one pot on top of the other, that's also okay. So if you look in the Sefer Birurei Halacha on page 3, so he discusses what's the story of Plata. So he quotes, so there's a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe on page 4. And it's question, how do you understand that tshuva? So all these tshuvas were written to Rabbi Shimon Eider, and he says, "Ha'im mutar l'chamim kedeir shenitz bashul avhi chamak tzas al gavi mechshirin shenodu l'chimim v'lo l'bishul." Are you allowed to put it on something that's for a apparatus that's used for reheating, but not for cooking? Hot plate, the hot tray. That's the Yiddish spelling of hot plate and hot tray. Or shulchan mechumim be'edim, steam table. Gambelo hefsek kedera, dein derech bishul b'kach. Even without kedera, gabe kedera. That was the question. The answer: al pladachal mashmolishim iefshal lizbashal sham, as muter lahamid kedera chama, min sham elamida achas lachom. So he said, if it's a non-adjustable hot plate, then it could be okay if it's impossible, lizbash al sham. So what does that mean? Does it mean it's impossible to cook that this piece of chicken there? Or is it impossible to cook anything? Because if you could put a couple, as Rabbi said, if you put a cup of water there, and it'll get you out to a lettuce bowl, so is that called Yiyaf Shalat Special, or do you mean that particular thing that you're heating up, Yiyaf Shalat Special? In other words, I assume a raw piece of chicken, you tell me, Mr. Leibov, could you cook a raw piece of chicken on a hot plate? No one would do it, but I don't think it could even get cooked.
I think... it would get cooked, but it wouldn't get cooked nicely. I mean, it would dry out while it's cooking, and yeah, it wouldn't be nice. I've done it actually. I've had cases where I've had chicken. It was like more than Baichel Ben Drusai, but it wasn't fully cooked for Shabbos. Took it out of the oven, I put it on the hot plate. When I took it off like an hour later, it was fully cooked. So it definitely is. It's hot enough to cook it, but.
When during the week?
No, I've done it Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos, you did it.
I've had chicken in the oven, it's like 2/3 cooked. It's
right.
More than Baichel Ben Drusai.
Right, and then you put it on the hot plate into Shabbos and
it finishes,
cooks.
Yeah.
So what do you think Reb Moshe is saying then? What would Reb Moshe say about a piece of chicken? Would he say that that's efshar lispashel?
My feeling is that he's talking about a hot plate that's not as hot as mine, and he would say mine is possibly us.
Or how hot does your hot plate get?
I've never taken the actual temperature, but it gets pretty hot.
You have an Israeli. You know, it's Israeli, we used to have this Israeli. We used it for a good 10 years, and then the thing would start peeling, and then they came out with this new one, that's that they checked. You know, an American that they checked, because ever since that terrible.
UE certified.
Yeah, they certified. Yeah, that's certified. You know, and ever since that terrible tragedy that happened in Brooklyn, where these, you know. I think it's very important to make sure that the hot plates are...
There was an apartment that burned in Washington Heights. It was about 3-4 years ago already on Overlook.
Yeah.
There was an apartment, single girls. They left the hot plate plugged in and the whole apartment burned down, but they weren't there.
Well, they weren't there.
They were eating out Friday night. What happened?
It's very important. So we just recently got a new hot plate. There is a switch, you know, it's not one temperature like the other, but it's covered over. We'll talk about that in this year also. But I think it's very important to have but again, we don't put directly on the hot plate. We use invertible tins. We have the hot plate, the invertible tins, and a Shabbos clock, so that when we put it on, the Shabbos clock didn't go on yet. So the Chazon Ish sheet is that once it goes on, then you have to take it off if it's osur. And Rav Abadi holds no, that since the Maisa you put it on, there was no heat source yet, then it all goes bust the Shas Maisa.
So does the Shabbos clock mitigate the Mexican Mavashel?
Yeah, so according to Rav Abadi, it mitigates the Mexican Mavashel. He would, because Lamaisa, when you put it on, nothing was there yet. According to the Chazon Ish, no. Even though when you put it on, nothing there, once it goes on, then you have to take it off.
So who's the Mexican Mavashel? Who's that for? Is it for you, or is it for somebody else walking in? Because if it's for you, then you know the thing is cooked already.
It doesn't matter who it's for. Chachamim made this Isser. Who is it for? For me, for the other guy, whoever it is. Chachamim said Mexican Mavashel Osser.
I'm just saying, if you look at the purpose of some of these things, though, it would help explain because the clock, you know that the heat's going to go on, you know it's not on, so what's the difference? What's the difference whether you put it on now or put it on after? Shas Maisa, the heat's not on.
Right, yeah. So that's what Rav Abadi holds. That therefore, the Shas Maisa, you didn't do anything wrong. But the Chazon Ish holds that if you have a Shabbos clock...
But it still looks like you're cooking, because no one knows if it's hot or not. Only you know if it's hot or not.
I mean, it only helps if you hold cooking itself up with the timer as much, or... No?
No, because the... Mexican Mavashel means you're not allowed to put something on top of a fire or a heat source. So if the mice, everybody holds that when you did the mice of placement, there was nothing there, so then it's okay. And the Chazon Ish says no. Even though when you did the mice of placement, nothing was there, but then it turned on, so now you're violating Mexican Mavashel.
So I think what he's saying, possibly, or what I would say, is that Rav Abadi's chiddush isn't very mistaber. If you hold that the isser of Mitzvah Vashel is ke'in the isser of Bishel itself, so in that case, in other words, the Kanas Chazal or Kanas Rashba or whatever it was, the Gedolah of Mitzvah Vashel is to not put something cooked on a fire. In a scenario in which if it wasn't cooked, it would be Bishul Daraisa. So if you hold that putting something on a timer so that heat source is not on right now is mutter for something that's not cooked, right. So then it makes sense.
Well, that's what he holds that way. That,
oh, so fine.
That it's grumma. He holds it's grumma.
Oh, okay. Then it makes sense.
I mean, that was the whole shiur I gave him grumma.
So then the timer only helps if you hold cooking itself if the timer is okay.
It kind of looks like the Shabbos switch.
What?
Sotah Chamalado.
Yeah, so he holds that that's grammar.
What I'm saying, simply speaking, is it the Maisa or is it the Bishul that Mefzi Kimavasho is coming to address? I can open the oven on Shabbos, the oven could be off, and I could be putting something in there, and nothing could be happening to it.
And that's not Mefzi Kimavasho.
That's not Mefzi Kimavasho.
Even though no one knows, really, in other words, Mefzi Kimavasho is you and God, you know. Hashem knows whether it's on or not. Even though, I can't, if you put something in an oven, I don't know whether it's on or not, so I'm looking at you, and I just see you putting it in an oven. It could be you're just putting it there for storage, you know, that you don't have enough space on the counter. But that's not called Mechzei Kimavashel if the oven is off. You can put something in an oven that's off.
That's more Mechzei Kimavashel than putting something on top of a plata, though.
But you have to see, the Chachamim made their Gedarim.
I understand. So is the Gedar for the
And the Gedarim is this Gemara, Mem Amud Beis. Mevi Adam Kito Mayim Menicho Keneged HaMedura, but not on top of the Medura. So someone would say, if you put something on a hot plate, that's not Keneged HaMedura, that's on top of the Medura, and that's also, that's what Rav David Feinstein holds, Rav Abadi holds, many hold like that. Rav Osner, we'll see on page 5, look for a second, Plata Chashmalit. Plata Hashmali Sheim Ba Kavtorim Lahagdil Lahaktin Es Hachom Dina Kekira Grufo Ktuma. So he says that a plata is like having a blech, and therefore it's only good if you hold the biyado. But to take from the fridge, that's awesome. Just like putting on a blech is awesome. That's what he holds. That's what most hold. In other words, the chiddush that Rabbi Willig wants to say that it's mutter, I think is more the minority view. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas also says that it's Asr. Take a look on page 7. Ulam plata chashmalit miyuchedus l'Shabbos sholom plata hamiyuedus l'shmor al-chom machos ein regilim v'vashol ala v'gam yefshar l'hagdil as midas al-chom shala ein etuna kisui nosaf. You don't need to put another blech. The mutter lahachzer le as a kli v'hu shimala echere shar tanoim and iskarim siv yurches aval ein li tein ala lachatchil b'shabes k'tev sheish b'tafil fium v'ushol kol tzarcho fium k'vosu rak lafik tzinos. So he says you can't do it, you can't put it in the fridge. He writes b'feirish it's osser. I'm telling you, most poskim hold that you cannot put from the fridge onto a plata. That's what most told.
The fridge is considered to be like the floor?
Yeah.
The table is not necessarily like the floor, right?
Yeah, the fridge is like it cooled off. So what do you do? So you have to put a kadera al gabba kadera. So some hold you can put inverted tins. Right, the Alter Rebbe says that way. The Prima Gadim says not. You need something in it, and then you can put on top. So that's what the but then it seems he came out with another volume, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Tikkunim Umiluim, corrections. And so on page 8, so that was what was the aura that he quotes, that it was us, there was Ayin Aleph. He says Ayin Od Lahosif Gam Efshar Zezer Doma Lamaziva Shavuva Mishavura Shazer Rak Lahachzi Chom Umuta Litein B'Shabbos Fiyu L'Chatchila. Now in the Tikkunim he's saying no, maybe you could even put it on L'Chatchila, maybe you can take it from the fridge and put it on the plata. Mashem Matzrichim L'Nich Tzas Dover Mafsik. In other words, maybe the idea of the maziva, right, we saw on the top of the tanur, maybe is only that you shouldn't do chitui gicholim, but if it's in a non-adjustable plata, then you won't come chitui gicholim. Okay, nafshi tachin shemuter. So he says, so he's entertaining the possibility that it would be permissible against what he said in his original edition. Mikom tov lachmir. So he still thinks tov lachmir. And if you look in Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he was asked this question on page 10. So they said, Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, says from Shlomo Zalman that you can only do it if you have it all to be yado, but it's mashma l'hagdil mizachom is us. But to put it l'chadchil and not, so they asked on him page 11 l'chora on the fifth line yesh l'ayim lama lo yehi muter l'aniach b'tchil l'machal shem b'yisru kem shlo mexikim v'ashal. So he says the mikom mokom lamid l'chatchil also came as a mokom she'efshar gam l'chamim shom k'shir yad shel lettuce bo. So that's what Rav David Feinstein told me, that anything you can get yad shel lettuce bo, so that's mechzikim avasha. So anything can get like 110 degrees. There was liquids for sure you can't put on the hot plate, but Rav Shlomo Zalman said even solids. Ah, no one cooks there. Or maybe you cook there sometimes. but if you can get yatzo lettuce bowl, then it's awesome. Now, parenthetically, there is a tshuva from the Debrecen Rav. The Debrecen Rav is a big Rav in Borough Park. He had a brother who was what? The big Rav where?
Australia.
Melbourne, Australia. Right. Betzel HaChochma. Betzel HaChochma. So, he has a whole thing about, platas. So he says, is a plata considered like a blech? So he says, page 13, Hishav divadar vada tzorich l'chassos ha-plata. Because l'maisa, there's nothing special there. In other words, the whole idea of a blech is you have something that's normally not there. So it's a heker. So he says, if you want to return something, forget putting it from the fridge. That wasn't even old al-daito to be matter that. The only question is, you want to return something that you took off and put back, and you need a blech for that. So he says the plata itself is not considered a blech, even though the heat source is covered up by the thing, by the apparatus. But there's no special covering. That's there all the time.
Now he's talking about a stovetop oven that's electric.
Okay, but the same type of thing, same question.
No.
Page 12, I think it is.
No, Nishalti Tanur Electra.
Yeah. Right, all right.
Between Blecha, Plata, Electri, and the electric plate. He means the electric coil on the top of the oven. Hatam Kia Plata Mechasa Chlute Electra Bavikituma. He's talking about an electric oven.
Electric oven.
There are certain types of electric stoves where the coils are underneath.
The coils are underneath.
So he's saying that's not.
Okay, but it's the same idea.
No, I think that's different.
No, but the same you saw that. That even though something's covered up, even though the coils are covered up, that doesn't make it grufo ktuma, because it's always there.
But this says it does. It's adjustable.
Yeah.
Maybe with an adjustable blach, it would be
more legal. No, so 1 second. But then he makes his famous comment. This is his famous comment. Ubevadai tzarech lachasos akafter shel tonor. So he says that his shita is, most people, Rav Moshe didn't hold like this, that when you have a blech, so do you have to cover up the knobs too? So Rav Moshe's shita is no. Shemichata, but enough of the heker on the Mokom Ha'esh. Even though you could argue and say, today, we don't, you know, deal with the fire, we deal with the knobs. Right? So, in other words, Bezman Chazal, we were afraid you're going to come stoke the coals. Today we don't have the coals. So what are we going to, what are you going to fidget with? Is the knobs. So Moshe said, you don't have to put a, cover the knobs, because the Gezeris Chazal was to cover the Eish. Gezeris Chazal was to cover the Eish.
Then we're supposed to say it's better. You don't have to, but it says it's better, no?
You better, but in Maker, then you don't have to. Okay. But he writes, Uvavadai! Look, the Debrecen Rav, in the paragraph, Uvavadai, certainly, Tzorech Lachasas HaKaftor Shaltano, you have to cover the knobs. Olahasir Ka'or, to take the knob off, so you can't fidget with it. V'diz HaShach Am B'tanur Egaz, Tzorech Lachasas HaKaftor. Yeah. And then he says, "Oh, kisui plata below kisui kaftor." But if you're just covering the fire without the without covering the knobs, havi ki'ilu gimel ravai mikol mashu tzarach. It's like doing three quarters of the job, but you didn't fulfill takanas chazal.
So you feel that you have to do that on a regular stove too, right?
Yeah. No mahani v'sagi. He says, "Ukvar darashti kein berabim." He says, Kuvar Darashti came Barabim, Varabim Toim Bedover. He says he spoke about this publicly, that you have to cover the knobs. Because many people make a mistake and they don't cover. And he says it's a mistake. Futaos Bechisran Yediyah.
When did he live?
I knew him. I knew him personally, I saw him. It's true from the Debrecen Rav. He holds you have to cover. No, he says for blech. His sheet is a blech, you have to cover the knobs, he holds. Rav Moshe held you don't, you just have to cover the fire. He says you cover the knobs, you cover the fire without the knobs, it's like you're doing three quarters of the job.
So the shash is
still there. Rav Moshe held, even though it was manazel, we're not going to fidget with the fire, but Lamaisa, that was what Chazal will koveya, to be a hecker on the fire. He says, no, Avadi, you have to do the heker and the fire, but you also have to do the knobs, because that's the ikar where you're going to, the shemi chata. Yeah. So that's what he says. He says, Kvar Darashti came Barabim. The Rabim Toim Bedover. Did you ever go hear him speak?
There was
a. No, Zacha. Okay. 16th Avenue, right?
Which one? The
Debrecen.
Oh, him.
No, Rav Moshe Stern. He was nifter how many years ago?
They're saying 5, 7, 8 years ago.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who do you think I was talking about?
He was not his father,
right? No, the father of the one who's on the on the base Harah. Yeah. Moshe Stern. Now, and Rav Abadi as well, on page 15, is very machpir, and he writes that there's no heter to put something on the plata from the fridge. He says, "Plata b'shabbos she'ein afsoros l'shanos midas achom im tzorich blech ala plata."
What's the halachic distinction between
ode
and on the fridge?
Because ode biyado, so then you can consider it a continuation. You're not, it's not mechzikim avashel.
What's the difference between not ode biyado and coming from the fridge? Is there a halachic distinction between them?
No. Once it's in the fridge, it's not ode biyado.
Or no, once it's not ode biyado, once you let go of it, it's ki'ilo, for all intents and purposes, it's as if it went into the fridge?
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On the table could still be considered Ode Biyado, right?
Yeah, that's a question, whether it has to be dafka on the karka. So he writes that he says, "Nias the poshuk gam chazar b'shabbos leiz din v'leiz dain shayate." So also we didn't mechzikim avasha on b'shabbos. So he says the platter there's no hetzer. Now on page 18, he quotes from the Sefer Shavus Yitzchak, the Ora Levana. Shavus Yitzchak is a Talmud of Rav Yashiv, Rav Darzi. He's supposed to be very chashiv a Talmud of Rav. He wrote Sefer from Shavus Yitzchak, very good. I enjoy Shavus Yitzchak. Here the Das Agrishal Yashiv Shlitahi. The cave and kale mill and Nichalem Dover Lach, Yochel of the Yad, so let us have Bishop. In other words, he says, even though you might not cook chicken on your plata, but since you can put a cup of water there, that's where everybody said the same thing, and it'll be Yad, so let us bow, which is Bishop, so then we consider this Akira. And anything you put on it is called Mechzikim Avasha. And he quotes the others who say like that. But he wants to claim, but Rav Moshe, he wants to say, that maybe he's Mekel. Maybe he's Mekel. Ah, what about this Farah? Why didn't Rav Moshe accept this far that you can put a cup in the Atzilah? So he, right?
Maybe he does.
If you want to say he doesn't, but no, it doesn't matter what Rav Moshe said or didn't say. What's a counter argument? In other words, Lachora, why would anyone say it's mutter? So Lachora, you can put it like Rav Abai says, you can put a cup of water there. And it'll be Yatso Ledisbo, so therefore, and that's Bishul by water, so isn't that considered Machzekim of Ashal even by chicken?
Like, yeah, Kenegan Madura's mother for the Riyavish.
Right, but this is not Kenegan Madura.
So, the material mold is more like Kenegan Madura than like Al Gabe Ayish.
Because you don't cook that way.
Right.
Yeah, but what about this far that you can cook a cup of water?
Let's say the var by Knegat Madura. You can cook a water by Knegat Madura.
No, but then you're not allowed to put it. Even Knegat Madura, you can only put it further away.
The Riyavish.
Or the Riyavish, you can put it.
What are you talking about?
Well, so he wants to say another word that when you take a cup of hot water, so no one just heats it up to Yatzo lettuce bowl. Because you heat it like, no one just heats it up to 110 degrees. You heat it much higher, and then it cools off. So since you can never do it that way, so that's not considered Mechzikim Avashel, because it won't get to 212. So therefore, it's not, because Varus HaGinus Moshe, Bir HaShvus Yitzchak, Tafil Efshel Lacham Im Sharam Liyad Soledis Bo Dover Lach, Kol Mocha Ein Derech Lechol Dover Lach, Bechom Shayad Soledis Bo Mishay Hurtuchu Mitchila. Well, no one drinks hot tea or whatever when it just got Yatzo Lettuce Bowl. They heat it all the way to 212 and then it drops down. So no one just does it up to 212. So he says maybe that's considered Mele in derech lechamim tovalach she'en mevushol hachitzvila delekek b'zeg zeres mechasim uvashol. Now Rabbi Willig, he was Mekel. So here on page 19 he says his pshat. He says his pshat. He says, "Inyan plata chashmolis amicheres lachamim macholim v'lo vashal klal chor lo shayechat tam dinerikim vashal." He doesn't think it's mechzikim vashal because you don't cook, and if it only has one dial, you can't change it. Lo shayechat tam shemichatem. So he thinks it's mutter. thinks it's mutter. Also, then he says, so what about the Tadar Beis HaChorif? So well, we saw already that you need a maziva. That's only for Shemichate, he says.
Does Ravilik do this in his house?
Yeah, he holds from very much from this. And then he points out that the Shmir Shabbos asks,
but this is with Kedera?
No, without Kedera. Without Kedera.
So he holds you can just put it straight on without a Kedera.
If it's Dover Yovish, yeah.
Isn't that why they use them? Rather than a bluff? How people use them?
Yeah. So then he wants to say that maybe you can explain based on the Ran also. Page 20 on the left side. Paragraph Yisod L'chilk Zenimtza B'shitas HaRan. In Pnadish, right? The Ran sheet is that you can take something, if it's something that you only cook in an oven, you can put it on the hot plate because you only bake it in an oven. So no one's going to say it's Mechzik Mevashel. So Mamela.
That permits bread.
Right, so it could be. Fiza, he says, last paragraph. Except for Mike here. He says, Lo nira kemivashal. Chimutula nichala machal yovish kar. Shaotzi mimakar. Chenir ladina, but see if she does haran. But see if she does haran. That it's totally in this. In other words, because you could say, like Rav Eliashiv said, but you could still heat water there on the plata. But the Ran says no; it goes bust to that particular food.
So the Ran also explains Rav Moshe's Tshuva also, no?
Yeah, if you say that, depending upon what you hold,
because Rav Moshe doesn't clarify whether it's the fish of the flour or that particular food.
Yeah. Right, so that's what he.
And it doesn't bother Rav Willig that it gets up to Yad Salah the whole time.
Right, because Lamais, he's saying you're putting on a chicken, and since no one cooks chicken,
right,
on a hot plate.
Do they make any that go below 110 and never go above 110 degrees?
I don't know. I don't think so. Right, Watson.
I don't know.
We can't imagine.
Well, you can put stuff on top of it.
No, you can't sell a product that doesn't go above 100 degrees. Why would anyone buy it in the first place if it doesn't go 100?
Special for Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Everyone would agree it's okay.
You don't need to have your.
It won't get hot. Yeah.
You have the food on there for a few hours and it gets warm.
You mean it only gets up to 90 degrees, you say?
Yeah.
I thought you said 110 degrees. It has to be.
Oh, I'm saying, but if it only gets to 90, then it's not.
No, it goes to 108. 108.
Okay, I can't be so exact.
Well, they also make a Kedera blach that has water inside of it.
Where is it? Where do you think?
But this would be a good according
to everybody.
Yeah.
Stores.
The warehouse.
Yeah, I'm sure you can buy it online nowadays. It's probably on Amazon.com.
I checked all the, what's it called, the Kosher Institute, you know, where they make all these...
It's called the Kedera Unblach.
Yeah.
Kedera Unblach. But they glue it together or something?
It's like two blocks with water in the middle.
You see, Rabbi Body once told me an inverted tin... let me ask you a question. An inverted tin, could you, if you would put a cup of water there, on a half plate, an inverted tin, and you put a cup of water on top, not on Shabbos, but say on the weekday, would it get yatsu? You think it would get yatsu lettuce, Paul?
Of course.
It would get yatsu lettuce.
Well, it could, depending on how hot the fire is.
No, I'm saying in a hot plate.
Question to Matthias.
Yeah, so I never did that. I never did. He said you have to check to see if a cup of water would.
Have we had this discussion about checking?
Well,
have we had this discussion?
No, but Lamaisa, I rely anyway on the
water block,
on the on the Shulchan Aruch Harav that it could be inverted anyway, and we use a Shabbos clock. So, question is, how do you be matir
if you haven't checked?
But you don't need, I don't need that test for my cooler.
But Willig does.
No, but, no, he doesn't.
Willig
because
he
holds,
Willig's passing him its,
no, he holds its mutter even if it gets yatsu lettuce.
There's water inside?
So
yeah.
People that hold that it gets yatsu lettuce.
He holds it even though it gets yatsu lettuce, bro, and you could put a cup there and it'll get yatsu lettuce, but it's still mutter to put the chicken there or the kugel there, because lemaisa, no one cooks a piece of chicken on the hot plate. So therefore, if it's fully cooked before Shabbos, Rabbi Willig holds it's mutter to put on the hot plate on Shabbos morning.
Can you see this? There's water in between?
Yeah, this is old. This is Altamaisa.
And this way, what, the water is like the top shul in between the stairs?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, you kosher paskins at the Gedera Blach is no good. It doesn't help you at all.
It's not what?
According to OUKosher.org, it's been widely condemned by Rabbanim. Because the only reason one may warm up food on top of another pot of food is that doing so is so odd and atypical that it reminds people not to raise the flame and isn't mistaken for cooking. However, the Kedera Blach is so unobtrusive and its food, quote, so inconspicuous that people using it barely realize it is any more than a standard blech, and the whole goal of using a pot of food is undermined.
Every
But they could produce one that's better, that has a top, a handle on top, and that has a spigot underneath so you can pour the water and make tea when you're done with lunch.
Wasn't the Chazon Ish Shita also that you needed the Avira of the Kederis too? Besides the top shelf, you needed like a good amount of space between the two.
Right.
So this doesn't have that.
Well, Chazon Ish, for Stam Blech, he holds that you need for the mice, that's something else, but this Kedera Gabi Kedera is a separate heter. So then the question is, what if you have a blech and you only have one burner on? Could you put the food on part of the blech that's not underneath the burner that's on? So Shecht always used to say in his day they used to say machlokas between Rav Yosef Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Ber Soloveitchik, and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Because on one hand you could say that's Kenegadam doing, that's not Algabe Aish. But Rav Nissen Karelitz here on page 25, is a nephew of the Chazon Ish. She'ein lanich ochel chatchila gabi plata. Afiu kshu mchase ez akol akirayim ve'ish mishnachta ve'inim tzal ve'achas me'apinos. But even though the fire is only on one corner, and you're putting the food on the other corner, so one could say that that's not al gabi eish. He's talking to kol ha'plata is considered Mexican vashel. Because the whole thing. Because once you have a covering and there's a fire underneath, so even though you put the... See, if it's a fire without a covering, so then if you don't put it directly over the fire, then it's not mechzikim vasha, put it off the side. But if you have a piece of fire and then there's a covering on top, then any place on that covering is considered al-gabi eish. Because the seed spreads is wet. Okay, that's how we normally assume. We normally assume la halacha that if the food can get yatzo lettuce that part of the blech, that part of the plata, even though the heat source is not directly underneath, then that would be awesome. Okay, so that's an interesting point. Okay, then there's an interesting Bir Halacha on page 26. Feel told us ham. I am in Mishnah Berurah. The Lahashos al told us ham and mutter. The Chiddush of Mikivegim said that the Gemal told us or mutter Lahashos. In other words, are you allowed to put food on something that told us cham or told us or? In other words, there's no fire there. It got heated by the fire. So in Chora, he says, not a problem because there's no Shem Yechate. The fire is not there. No, if it's fully cooked or if you put it there before Shabbos. But then he says that maybe not. Maybe it's a low plug. And the only time they mat it is if you do a maisa to stop the chitoy. Okay, that's what he writes here in the Sefer Melechos Machshavos. Okay, but it comes out, Rabosai, we have a fascinating discussion here about what's the story of a hot plate. What's the story of a hot plate? So most shitas, as we've seen, say that you cannot put any food, even dry food, on a hot plate on Shabbos, unless you have a kedera on top of it. And then you put a kedera on top of a kedera. Either because it's machzik kemavasha. You see, some want to say, like Rav Shechel wanted to say, that maybe some Rishonim don't hold for machzik kemavasha. Maybe it's only the Rashba. That's what Rav Metzir Abba Shaul says. And the others hold that the only thing is Shem Yichata. So if you hold like that there's no concept of machzik kemavasha, it's only Shem Yichata. So then if it's not adjustable, like maybe Rav Shechter pointed out, perhaps, I think maybe he put that, then it would be okay. But if you hold it, there's a problem, Mechzik Kemavashel. So Rabbi Willick says, even though it's Mechzik Kemavashel, it's still mutter, because it's not, and others say no, but since you can put a cup of water there, like Rav Badi said, so then the whole, like Rav Yashiv said, the whole thing is considered like a kira, like a stovetop, and then the whole thing is also. So the general sheet is that it's also. So if you want to mimater, so you can put inverted tins, even though some don't hold from that either, but okay, it makes it even better. Put inverted tins.
Isn't Rav Avadya also have a sheet
on? Yeah, Rav Avadya holds, you could even, yeah, Rav Avadya holds the Savadya, everything's mutter. So he says you can put
food
on the blech.
Yeah.
But certainly on the hot plate too. So, as you say, he needs an extra cover. Okay, so that's the Yesod of hot plates. Okay, very good. Oh, okay. That's the Shem before.